You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, and I'll be your host this week. Yeah, my wife asked me to unload the dishwasher, and I needed an out. So I'm so happy to be here. We've got a great show for you tonight. We've got a lot of news to cover. We've got my friend Mike Epps in the house, so let's get it. Well, I don't know how your 2023 is going, but it has not been going well for President Joe Biden. Just when we were ready to move on to the next scandal, the FBI searched his house for 13 hours on Friday, and they found even more classified documents. At this point, the FBI is just decluttering Biden's house for him. They're like Marie Kondo going around his rooms like, this list of spies does not spark joy. No, but honestly, this doesn't bother me at all. I mean, come on, the man has been in public office for 238 years. I bet you most of the shit he has isn't even classified anymore. You read his notes and it's like, keep an eye on this Hitler guy. It's just history now. It's just history now. They're teaching this stuff in schools. Well, not in Florida, but you know. By the way, some of you might not know, but before doing stand-up, I worked at NSA for 7 years. Yeah, it's true. I had a top secret clearance and everything. Thank me for my service, damn it. Say, this story has me a little concerned. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, damn, what is in my garage? I put that back, right? Yeah, I put that back. But in Biden's defense, at least he is cooperating with the FBI searches, right? In fact, he's been so cooperative, it makes me wondering, is he hoping they do work around the house for him? You know, is Biden like, fellas, I think I have some documents up in the gutters. You might need to clear the leaves out first. I know Jill would love that. She'd love that. All right, now check this story out. This weekend, the Church of England announced that it will now allow its clergy to bless same-sex marriages. But they're still not going to allow the actual wedding to happen in the church. But hey, to be honest, this is also how I feel about any destination wedding. I ain't gonna be there, but good for y'all. Not going. Okay, let's move on. Normally, I don't find funerals funny. But here's a story about a funeral that I found hilarious. Because this funeral had Donald Trump. And that guy can turn anything into a joke. Maybe you've heard of Diamond and Silk, you know, those two sisters who are always, two sisters who are always showing up at his rallies, praising him on TV, setting the black race back 50 years. You know those two. Trump held meetings with them. He'd invite them to the Oval Office. He would point at them and say, "See, black people love me." Well, sadly, Diamond passed away a few days ago. Yeah. And Silk said that she wanted Trump to speak at the funeral because the three of them were so close. At least Silk thought the three of them were close until Trump started to speak.
You know, the world has lost one of its brightest stars, real star, but I see that we have another star who is equal to, but she stepped up and she is different. I'm serious. I thought I knew them both. I didn't. I knew Diamond, but I didn't know Silk at all. I just learned about Silk. You're fantastic. You're going to carry on beyond anybody's wildest imagination.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like Trump showed up to that funeral like, "Diamond's dead, but I'm going to bury Silk." Oh, yeah, there's room for two in that casket. Come on, to say you know Diamond but don't know Silk is wild because they're always together. Like, that's like saying, "I know Bert, but I never heard of this Ernie fella." What's his deal? You know, I thought sister was just called sister. Knowing Trump, he probably only has room for one black woman in his brain at a time. If he turns on the TV right now, he'll be like, "Wow, Diamond's hosting The Daily Show." You know? You know, a week ago she was dead, but thanks to me, she's risen. And finally, did you guys watch the football game last night? The 49er Cowboys? Yeah. Well, I tuned in to see if the Dallas kicker would keep missing extra points. And he did. He just kept missing them. And it was bad, y'all, because the commentators were like, "I don't even think the coach is going to put him back out to kick again," you know. And I just thought of his poor family watching, you know. Like his kids sitting there. "They're not going to let Daddy kick anymore?" But then I saw something even more horrifying. It was an ad that was just for oil and gas. Not any particular oil or gas company, just oil and gas in general. Check it out. "One, two, three,
come give me a kiss." Well, what if we lived in a world without oil and natural gas? Life would be very different because oil and gas are part of just about everything you touch. From the stuff you wear, to the stuff in your hair, and so much more. Our world would be unrecognizable if the products we rely on just disappeared. Better luck next time.
Those greedy, oily bastards. See, this proves, y'all, we're doing something right, because they're getting nervous, because we're buying electric cars, we're switching to solar energy. And they're like, right? And they're like, "But we also make footballs." But you know what? I will agree with them on one thing. If there was no oil, our world would be unrecognizable. It would look like this. What's all that green shit on the bottom? That grass? You know, I heard about it in history class. I don't know. And what's with all that shit that disappearing into dust stuff they did, huh? They stole that right from the Avengers. That's from the Avengers. So these guys are in the boardroom like, oh, we need to improve our image. Hey, everyone likes Thanos, right? They like Thanos. So, for more on just how damaging oil is to the planet, let's go to Michael Costa, who is at an oil spill down on the Gulf Coast. Michael? Wow. Good Lord. Michael, it looks horrible down there.
No, it doesn't.
But all those birds are covered in oil.
Okay, yeah, but think about how many birds there are in the world, you know, probably hundreds. And I'm willing to let these birds suffer if that means we can keep enjoying the miracle liquid that is oil.
What? Did that bullshit commercial actually convince you?
All commercials convince me. It's why I have 15 insurance policies, all my money's in crypto, and in the 2000s, I was always saying, what the... And this commercial made some really great points. Without oil, we would lose so many precious products, like hair gel, or the bottle the hair gel comes in, or the chemicals I use to get the hair gel out of my hair. And that's just my hair, Wanda. I mean, think of how much hair is in the world. Probably hundreds.
Okay. Okay, we get it. You got oily-ass hair. Speaking of which, what about the damage oil's doing to our bodies? I mean, kids are growing up with asthma now.
Okay, yeah, and the asthma keeps the kids from smoking cigarettes. I mean, it's actually a thank you, oil.
And what about the planet, Michael? It's breaking down the Great Barrier Reef.
Okay, I thought we were supposed to be breaking down barriers, right? See, who's the feminist now?
Okay, I think your hair gel is leaking into your brain.
Okay. Trust me, Wanda, my fine is brain. My fine is very brain. But I'll tell you what, let's imagine your fantasy world without oil, because all the things you would love would be gone. Like, see these birds covered in oil? If oil didn't exist, they'd be gone.
Why would the birds disappear if oil didn't exist? Wouldn't the oil on the birds just disappear?
I mean, do you know how hard it is to get oil off of a bird? It's easier to just get rid of the birds. And it's less bird poop to track into my Lambo. Check that bitch out. Candy apple red.
You bought a Lamborghini?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now it's all making sense. The oil companies paid you to say this shit.
No. I was paid by an organization called the Coalition of Super Ethical Energy Providers.
Right. And who pays them?
I mean, Wanda, who pays anyone? You know, I don't make decisions because someone pays me. I make decisions by taking a long, hard look in the mirror and asking myself, what the... And why that, Wanda, is that oil is the bedrock of our society. And the great thing about bedrock is you can drill into it to get more of that sweet, sweet oil.
All right, Mike, I can play this game too. If you're getting rid of birds, I'm getting rid of your Lamborghini.
What? No, come on! Not my Genie. That bitch was candy apple red. Come on, Wanda.
Serves you right. Michael Costa, everyone. All right, when we come back, Roy Wood Jr. asks London what they think about America's guns.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Weekend, America had yet another mass shooting, this time in Monterey Park, California. Tragically, 11 people lost their lives, and we send our thoughts and prayers to the victims and the ones recovering. And sadly, that's all we do in this country, because it only happens here. And why is that? Well, we all know the answer, but we sent Roy Wood Jr. overseas anyway to double check.
A little while back, I traveled to merry old England, a country that's got all kinds of weapons. Swords, shields, wooden catapults, terrible massage chairs, even magic wands. But the one weapon you don't see is guns. So I wanted to find out why in my new segment, Roy Meets World. Edward, where are you from?
Harrogate, North Yorkshire.
Okay, so do you feel safer here or visiting America?
Here. Safer here.
Why? Why do you feel safer here?
Because everybody's packing in the States.
You really don't see guns out here on a regular basis,
Not
huh?
really. Even with the cops, if you're walking around and you do see some cops, they don't have guns on them.
Why is that? Why y'all police don't have guns?
I honestly don't know about that one.
But yeah. How are you going to accidentally kill somebody you wanted to kill?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. You shouldn't be doing that.
So in the U.K., how do you show power? How do you show people you got a big dick, but you don't have a gun?
I don't try and show people that I got a big dick. I know I've got one. Like, I think that
we've... Do it. As a woman, are you impressed by men who have big guns?
No. We're not used to this in Norway. It's not common to have guns in private homes at all.
Okay, so in Norway, how do men let women know that they have a big dick?
Show it to them.
Can't do that in America. That is not an option. So they are packing. See, there's so much our two cultures can learn from each other. Why do you think Americans love guns so much?
I think it's something like deeply ingrained in the culture. Like, guns have been around for a long, long time in the US. Like, in the UK, it's not so much of an issue because it's very underground, whereas in America, it's normalized. Like, you can walk into like a Walmart and buy a gun.
Yes, and a pack of Skittles and some ice cream.
Yeah,
we'll be
exactly.
Right back out the door. So where are you all from?
South Africa.
Why do you think Americans love guns so much?
Probably the Constitution and just because they're crazy.
Damn, you just hit us right out the gate. What is America's reputation in the world?
Probably mass shootings, as bad as it sounds.
That's all we're known for?
No, not only that, but
we got hot dogs, we got Steph Curry. Why do you think Americans love guns so much?
From an outsider's perspective, I think they are also really proud of their military and everything.
Well, we whooped a lot of ass. Americans whooped a lot of ass.
You think so, at least, yeah.
Check the stats.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Whooped the British ass. Civil War. We whooped our own ass. So they didn't really know America's record on the court. And it turns out, guns aren't just hurting our people, they're hurting our street cred all over the world.
I feel like, you know, the U.S. was kind of like this beacon that a lot of people followed. If you look at it from the gun perspective, some of the other topics that are going on currently as well, I think it is affecting a little bit of its credibility on the global stage.
But it's a problem when guns have got more rats than women, so within a country.
Is it possible that the rest of the world is just being too hard on America and the gun violence? We only been around 200 years.
Yep.
You got some growing pains. Everybody know when you start a country, it's going to be rough for a little while because you just whoop somebody's ass, no disrespect.
I have little faith in the country at the moment. Like, I've never been. I've always wanted to visit it. But every time we talk about it, we're like, actually, like,
the attitudes.
I'm not sure.
So Americans might not be Airbnb in their fully armed apartments to these people anytime soon. But that doesn't mean that all of Europe is a gun-free zone.
We can take Spitsbergen in Norway. That's the highest density of guns in any society in the world. Everybody has a gun in Spitsbergen. That's for protection for polar bears. But they don't shoot each other.
It's just for the polar bears.
Right.
Yeah, but you have to wear a gun if you go outside the city.
You're not allowed to go without.
Wait, it's a law that you have to wear a gun in that part.
One in the party has to wear a gun to go outside of the city limits.
To keep you from getting eaten by a polar bear.
Right. Yeah.
Damn, mandatory guns to fight polar bears? I'm canceling my trip to Oslo. Honduras, here I come. There's no polar bears there, right?
Thank you, Roy. Don't go away, because when we come back, Mike Epps will be joining me on the show. So stick around.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Is an actor and comedian who's up for an NAACP Image Award for his role in our sitcom, The Upshaws. Part 3 premieres globally February 16th on Netflix. Please welcome Mike Epps!
What's up, Wanda? Look at you, girl. All right. What's up, Wanda?
What's up, Mike? You come in here smelling all good?
Oh, yeah. I stopped at CVS and got me a little cologne.
So, you know, I was just in Chattanooga over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned the Upshaws, and the crowd went crazy.
They did?
Yeah. Oh, I know, because...
Man. In Chattanooga.
In Chattanooga.
That's cool. You was out there doing your stand-up.
I was doing stand-up, but the thing is, remember before, uh-huh. you told me, hey, you know, I mentioned the Upshaws and my crowd goes nuts.
Right.
And then I said, okay, I'll do it. So the first season, I mentioned it to my crowd. It was crickets. Because there was white people. Because my audience had a lot of white people in my audience. So they were like, Upshaw, what is this thing? But this time I mentioned it and like half the audience went nuts. So we're growing, man. So
yeah, it's starting to. Yeah.
So why
That's really cool.
Yeah. So why do you think it's happening? Why do you think that's happening?
You know what, Wanda? Sometimes when you put a little hot sauce on that fish or that chicken, you know, it gets seasoned. You got to put a little season on it.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I think me and you coming together, we both had two different types of audience.
Right.
You know, you do a more classier style of comedy. And, you know, I do more of a bar and grill, you know? But I really think that, you know, sometimes when you come together and you both have two different audiences, you know, I'm introduced to your audience, mm-hmm. and you introduced to my audience. So everybody's like, because even for my audience, they was like, man, I never would have thought to see you and Wanda together, you know?
Right.
So it's just one of them things. Like, and it worked like peanut butter and jelly, you know?
Right. So about working together, you know, you work with, you know, myself, Kim Fields,
the great
Gabrielle
Kim
Dennis.
Fields.
Yes. Gabrielle Dennis. Regina Hicks running the show.
Regina Hicks.
So that's a lot of women, right?
That's
and
right.
then I noticed
that's...
that you touring with Cedric,
DC
Young
Hughley.
Fly, DL Hughley.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's what I do.
It is.
So
I get in the best of both worlds.
Okay, but let me. But when you out on the road with the brothers, are you talking shit about us? Right. That's what I need to know.
Did somebody tell you that, Wanda? Because I, you know.
Earthquake.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Those guys are friends of yours too. You know, Earthquake's from DC. So,
right.
You know, I think it's a whole different rhythm. When I'm with the ladies, I mean, the comedy is like this. It's popping. You know, the guys, we all smoking cigars. Everybody moving slow, looking around, you know. So you know, the women, they got a little bit more snap to the timing, you know.
Okay. All
but
right.
I love working with you guys.
Good.
Working with Kim Fields and working with Wanda, man, I can't go wrong. You know what I mean? I got... Kim Fields is a legend in the acting world. We know her from back in the days. And Wanda, come on, man. She's a legend in the comedy game.
I do all right.
Please. You know you killed a game.
So, you were recently in Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi.
And I thought this was beautiful, man, because, you know, they're still facing the getting clean water crisis. And while you were down there before your show, you were out in the streets passing out water to the residents down there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay. So why is that important for you to get involved like that?
You know what? I think that, you know, when the world is going through something and us as comics, we go to these cities year after year making money in these cities. So I think when some of these cities go in crisis, man, we done been to these cities. Some of these cities feel like they are hometowns.
Absolutely.
Because we've been going to them for so many years. So Jackson's one of the places that I've always did comedy at. And they got beautiful people down there, man. They resilient. I said, man, I got a show coming down there. I know they got the water crisis. I got to give back some kind of way. You know, I'm always making money in their town. So I said, hey, let's buy up a bunch of water. Shout out to my man, Hunter Street Sam. Hunter Street Sam Productions was the promoters who thought about doing this. And they put it together, man. We start passing out water. Some of the old women that was coming through there getting the water. I seen one old lady, she came through there three times. She put the mask on. I said, no, you've been over here. You came through it three times. You got some water.
I'm thirsty, baby. So you got a new show on HDTV where you and your wife are renovating homes.
Oh, yeah.
Back in your hometown. What's the name of it? By the Block, right?
I always get it mixed up.
And it's coming out this summer, right?
It's called Blacks Buying the Block Back.
Okay.
No, it ain't called that. It's got...
I'm
gonna get in trouble.
Wait to come on.
I said HGT.
You know, when you go out from the Upshaws, I'm gonna make you wear the T-shirt. Well, you know the name of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's called By the Block Back.
Yeah, By the Block Back. Yeah, and what it was I went back to my hometown. I've been buying houses in my hometown for about
20... Indianapolis.
Yeah, in Indianapolis. Yeah, shout out to my hometown, Indianapolis, Indiana. And I've been buying homes in that city for about 25 years.
Wow.
And I, you know, when I was young, me and my mom and my brothers and sisters, we got kicked out of a lot of houses. Mm. You know, just getting evicted and stuff like tearing the houses up. And I told my mother, I said, when I get famous, Mom, if I ever get famous, I'm going to go buy all them houses we got kicked out of. Wow. So I went back and bought all them houses that we building them.
Yeah.
Me and my wife, I want to, you know, shout out to my beautiful wife, Kyra Epps, who's really in charge of everything. She got with a builder, and they put these houses together, man. And I mean, these houses are beautiful. They used to be $5 when I was a kid, them houses. If I'd have thought that, I'd have bought the whole neighborhood up.
Right.
You know, so we built the houses back up, and hopefully we can get some, make them affordable for some families, make them affordable homes. Yeah.
That's great, Mike. That's beautiful, man.
So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to stay out of jail, you know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding.
Come on, staying out of jail. You're doing such good work, you know, especially at your hometown and all. Have you ever thought about maybe getting into politics, maybe running for office?
Oh, no, you don't want me in there. You know what? If I got into some politics, man, you know, I would definitely want to be on the end of helping children. If I could be a politician to make the world better for kids, I'll run for politics. Other than that, I don't want to help no grown folks.
Well, even if you don't want to, you're doing it.
Yeah,
if you
want
to run for office, I got a slogan for you.
What is it?
Mike Epps, he's got Netflix money and he'll gut your kitchen. Thanks, man.
That might work. I love you, Wanda. Thank you. Wanda Sykes, y'all. Wanda Sykes.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider donating to Every Town for Gun Safety. They work with local, federal, and state governments to end gun violence and build safer communities. If you want to support them in this work, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now